Happy Halloween and good morning. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here for this holiday edition of Cinema Chat. How are you?
I'm all right. We had a scary night at the Michigan Theater last night with Nosferatu.
How was that with the live organ accompaniment, right?
Yeah, it was great. I had my Eastern Michigan University film class come, and I think they thought it was unique and fun, something that they wouldn't expect. So anyway, at the Michigan Theater, and actually most movie theaters, the specific Halloween programming's over. If you want to go to a hayride or a scary place, that would be a good thing. But
could be a wet Halloween night, too.
But absolutely.
Rain never dampers the spirits of those who are in dire search of candy.
That's right. That is totally true. Well, Spike Lee isn't in search of candy, but he is in the middle of a lot of projects. He recently finished up a documentary on Michael Jackson called Bad 25. Last summer, he released a film called Red Hook Summer, and he did a crowdsource funding for a film called The Blood of Jesus. He's also been connected to a film called Spinning Gold, which is a biopic about Neil Bogart.
Casablanca Records.
Right, record producer, written by his son Tim Bogart, and Justin Timberlake is attached to it. So now, it's always interesting to see how these things develop over time.
That was one of those weird rags-to-riches stories. This guy got into the disco business and then ended up going over the top when he signed Kiss.
Yeah, there you go. Good old Casablanca Records. So Ken Loach, the British Isles film director, probably best known for The Wind That Shakes the Barley, a pretty recent film of his, is a dying breed of filmmakers who actually still use film. However, he's working on his current film called Jimmy Hall, and he can't find a certain kind of tape that they use to tape the film together as they're editing it. So he made a desperate plea for
somebody missed something in pre-production.
That's right. Where's the numbering tape? So anyway, this may be Loach's last film. He's 77 years old, and he indicated this may be his last feature-length film. So we'll see what happens there. And if you're a fan of Doris Kearns Goodwin, who wrote the Lincoln biography about the rivalry of Lincoln's cabinet, she has a new book coming out on Monday or Tuesday next week called The Bully Pulpit, Theodore Roosevelt, William Howard Taft, and the Golden Age of Journalism. And this was another era when the Republican Party was torn apart, kind of polar opposite in terms of the politics, because there was a very progressive wing of the Republican Party, which was led by Theodore Roosevelt, and a more conservative part of the party led by William Howard Taft. Now, these two longtime friends became bitter rivals for president in 1912, and it kind of tore the party apart and was a very interesting kind of story of American history. And DreamWorks has taken the rights to that, so we may see that story.
Yeah, in the next couple of years, it'll be in production. Great.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Lincoln turned out pretty well, so we'll see what happens with Theodore Roosevelt and William Howard Taft.
Well, what's opening up once we get past the Halloween programming here?
Well, absolutely. On November 1st, the Michigan Theater is very proud to open up 12 Years a Slave, and this actually has gotten the most buzz for the Best Picture Oscar so far this year. Who knows what'll happen, but it may be the winner this year. It stars Chiwetel Ejiofor, who plays a free black man in 1841 New York. He literally gets kidnapped and put into slavery. He was not raised a slave. He was raised a free man, was put into slavery as an adult, he was imprisoned as a slave for 12 years. The film has Michael Fassbender is the malevolent slave owner, just horrible in the treatment. Brad Pitt plays a Canadian abolitionist. It's got a really wonderful cast with Benedict Cumberbatch, Paul Dano, Paul Giamatti, and Alfie Woodard.
That is a good cast.
The reviews have been outstanding. Bob Mondello of NBR says It's the film's star, a bewildered, sorely tested, morally towering, whose staggering dignity answers the film. The New York Times said, "The genius of 12 Years a Slave is its insistence on banal evil and on terror that seeped into souls, bound bodies, and reaped an enduring, terrible price." Tom Long...
And it's not just a movie. This is based on the true story of a man who lived this experience.
It is absolutely based on a true story. Tom Long said, 12 Years a Slave lays out an institution so twisted and wrong that it's honestly portrayed in this film, and it's been avoided being honestly portrayed for centuries. It's dark and brutal. It needs to be. So 12 Years a Slave opening up this Friday at the Michigan Theater. You have to check it out.
Get an early peek and an Oscar contender, right?
Absolutely. We're also opening up a film called ACOD.
Definitely looking forward to it.
Which stars Adam Scott.
And ADOC stands for?
Adult Children of Divorce.
I am not, but you know, I strangely always wanted to be.
Well, there you go. Everybody can aspire to something. So Adam Scott's character is the child of Richard Jenkins and Catherine O'Hara's character, who they were the parents that divorced, and they still hate each other and bicker. And Adam Scott's character actually turned out pretty well, you know, pretty in good shape. But his younger brother gets crossways in life, and he has to deal with his parents, and it's all a disaster. Amy Poehler's in it. Ken Howard's in it. It's gotten literally 50-50 reviews. But if you like Adam Scott, if you're looking for a comedy for the weekend, ACOD may be just the thing to check out. The Cinetopia Film Festival's best attended film
was
Hannah Arendt. And this is about the influential German-Jewish philosopher and political theorist who, in 1961, reported on the trial of ex-Nazi Adolf Eichmann. And it was rather controversial, her reporting on this. And she was a very, very interesting, compelling academic figure. We're just doing it for a couple days, November 2nd and 3rd, Saturday and Sunday. But if you missed it during Cinetopia, you'll definitely want to check it out. We have kind of the curse of evil theme going
right, exactly.
at the Michigan Theater rather unintentionally with Hannah Arendt and then 12 Years a Slave, but you want to check those out. If you haven't gotten your tickets to see Nebraska, that's coming up next Tuesday.
Another one being mentioned in Oscar terms.
Well, especially for the performance. So it's Alexander Payne is the director of the film, and Bruce Dern won the Cannes Award for Best Actor. So you want to, the reviews for him is great. Are great. The Will Forte plays his son, and Bruce Dern's character thinks he's won a multi-million-dollar prize, and he's traveling from North Dakota or South Dakota to Nebraska to pick up this prize.
But he hasn't really won.
And the son just can't seem to get through to him about what the realities are. Now the film's going to be introduced by Peter Travers live from New York, and then after the film there'll be a live interview and Q&A with Bruce Dern and Will Forte. Who knows, Alexander?
And will we be
Payne
able to like tweet questions?
You'll be
or whatever?
Able to tweet questions in directly from the Michigan Theater.
Nice.
The Michigan Theater is one of just a couple dozen places around the country that's actually doing this. So tickets are available in advance. Go to the Michigan Theater website. It's a really special opportunity to see the film before it gets released into the theaters with a very special live interview connection. If you want to take the kids on Sunday for a great film, go see Babe.
That was charming.
The film about the pig. On
James
Monday,
Cromwell was awesome in that.
That's right. Yeah. Monday Funnies continues with the Blues Brothers. It's 106 miles of Chicago, and they have a full tank of gas. So there you go. Check that out at 7 o'clock.
What about at the multiplex this week?
At the multiplex, Owen Scott Card is the science fiction writer who is a very popular writer. His Ender's Game was turned into a movie that's actually gotten very strong reviews. So if you're a fan of Owen Scott Card, go check it out. If you're a sci-fi fan, Ender's Game may be just the thing for you. Free Birds is the family animated film for the week. The reviews on this are weak, actually. It's directed by Jimmy Hayward, who did Horton Hears a Who. It follows two turkeys from opposite sides of the tracks who must put aside their differences and team up to travel back in time and change the course of history and get the turkey off the holiday
menu. Kind of like the commercial, right? More chicken.
That's right. But again, the reviews on this are only 25% positive. And then another film that got mixed reviews, literally 50-50 reviews, is Last Vegas.
Now, this is such a good cast.
It's got a great cast. Three 60-something friends take a break from their day-to-day lives to throw a bachelor party for their last remaining single pal. The single pal is played by Michael Douglas. It also stars Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman, and Kevin Kline.
I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
It's Entertainment Weekly said, I steeled myself for the moment when these four would fall into what happens in Vegas stays in Las Vegas hijinks, but fortunately they don't. Film.com said, as predictable and uncomfortable as it can be, it's assured crowd pleaser. And anyway, the reviews are, you know, some folks say, you know, it's pretty good. Some people say, you know, why do they need to make it? But anyway.
My favorite review was from Variety Magazine. It's creaky as an arthritic hip.
That's right. Part of the 50-50. So anyway, lots to see out there. Go check it out, and happy Halloween, everyone.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've once again been listening to Cinema Chat. It is an exclusive presentation of the news department, and you hear it only on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Dracula's script.